too bad that bitch didn't come with a fucking swing mount.
Yeah, I know. Right?
The only thing.
The only thing it was missing.
About the station.
I should have heard the previous 10 seconds.
Wow. Wow.
Addiction.
Man, you get to know your podcasters.
The pre-pod of mine.
Yes.
The fire stick be having all that fucking.
Oh.
Word.
Oh man.
We in November. Stay hydrated.
First November episode.
Yeah.
I guess we technically into fall. It was windy. Past couple days.
A little wind gust.
Yeah, a little wind gust.
Okay, we gust us right on in to the door. This is Studio 54, hosted by your boy Dre Elves.
Yeah, and Caso, and...
A little muggy in here. You know, muggy. Always a little muggy.
Yeah, it's muggy.
Even if it's the fall, it's always got a little hint of mugginess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know how New Orleans, it'd be cold one day, and then 2 days later, it'd be hot again.
Mm-hmm.
And it's muggy every day.
It's muggy
every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. What y'all niggas been up to, man?
Well, I've been, watching the kids this weekend. I heard somebody's been having a great time at a festival or something. That's what I heard. What the festival was hitting on.
Oh, man. That'll be a pretty good discussion once we get to it. I mean, the festival activities all weekend. I didn't participate in everything. We're just the main event, which was worth it. I can't even lie. First couple hours, I was just like... Because we got that early, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
First, all right, Rob Full Nine performed at like 8:30.
Okay.
For about 30 minutes. And then there was like no one performing for about 30 minutes.
Okay.
And then, so I was just bored and kind of cold. Because the fucking Smoothie King Arena had the AC pumping, I guess, for the smokers.
Of course. Because
it was starting to happen. It's starting to pick up steam. So, everybody indulged. And then that nigga hit the stage.
Word.
And it was over after that.
Weezy, baby, what do you led with?
I forgot what he led with. But as soon as that nigga touched it, it was just Ride 4-9 as the opener. So there was no other acts other than him.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, like Wayne's set was fucking, man.
And he remembered all the words and everything. I think I seen a little teleprompter or something.
He might have had a teleprompter, but the way he moved around the stage.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like the way he performed every song.
Yeah.
Yeah, though.
The GOAT.
Easily. I've never seen a. But what was that Fade to Black when they were doing that behind the scenes the Black album that DVD that came out in 2004. Probably that was the only Jay-Z performance where I felt like, you know, I just caught like chills. Mm. Wayne shit, it was just like the whole fucking night, you know, every single song.
Yeah.
And then he went through album Wayne, features Wayne, the lights went off. Hot Boys Wayne.
Damn.
Then he said, "It's not over." Mixtape Wayne.
Damn.
Finished it.
Damn.
Then he said, "Hold up, it's not over." Then he finished it with a milli. It wouldn't stop. Like the amount of songs, like.
So you feel like he could have did the Super Bowl? I know
easily.
He had a snippet on the Super Bowl. Motherfuckers was hating on that shit. I was looking at on of course social media with their bullshit.
He said something about it. He said. He said it was like the Super Bowl, you know, that opportunity. He said he gave this story about him buying a suite when the Super Bowl was in Miami, and like him wanting to be on that stage and shit, him putting in that work. But he said, but this moment right here, he said, shit, I'll take this over anything. And that was right over, right after Mayor Cantrell handed him the key to the city.
Yeah.
Master P gave him. An award where he's gonna be the first artist that's gonna be on the Walk of Fame on Canal Street.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
The first artist. Like,
yeah.
That's crazy. You know what I'm saying? And Master P like presented that award to him. Like,
I don't know, man. I might have cried if I was there.
Wayne looked like he was about, you know, trying to get emotional, you know what I mean? Like it was that was a moment. That's when he got into Mixtape Wayne right after that.
Yeah.
He did squash it?
Nah, he didn't do squash.
He didn't do squash. I just wonder.
Yeah, I thought he might have did. I thought before the concert, I thought Currency and you know all the guys squash at least Gutter would have came out. But, yeah. But nah, like that night was for Wayne. The Hot Boys came in. They performed maybe like 5 or 6 songs.
Yeah, that's all we need to do. We riding.
We did something together. You know what I'm saying?
That when they performed We On Fire, you know, because Wayne started all the fucking that loud pipes, big rims, and that's my life, man. That was nostalgia. It was nostalgic.
Yeah. 99, 2000.
Somebody had posted Teen Summit popping. it was everybody who was at Teen Summit 25 years ago.
Damn, son.
That's fucking hilarious.
All of us, though, just growing up, bro.
The Master P was in there? Was it he showed up or something? I saw something with Pat Master P or something.
He gave him the award for Wayne's going to be the first artist on the Canal Street Walk of Fame, like how they have in L.A.
We got a Walk of Fame now.
Like Beverly Hills, I mean, not the Beverly Hills, the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
And that baby was smiling, Master Peter, man, it's just everybody's love, man.
That shit was.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
That shit was crazy. Like, I ain't even jump on social media yet, really, because I've been kind of recovering today. Like,
yeah, I bet.
Man, it was a lot of love. Nice. Then, you know, then went to Metro. Like, at first, we got there, like I said, I don't know, it was an early night. So we got there early. It was like midnight.
Yeah.
Didn't realize we were going to also fall back an hour. So I'm like, man, ain't nobody at the club.
I still don't understand that shit.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm thinking with a loss of hour, but you gained the hours.
Right.
Shit, huh?
You really gained the hours. So I'm like, so we in the club, all right, and we get a drink. You know, shit start picking up. Then it get packed.
Yeah.
Super packed.
Yeah.
You know, then around, you know, niggas start to leave. It's like 2 o'clock. I start walking back to the car. Fucking dogs is balking. Been out all day.
Yep.
Then I see the phone. That bitch jumped back to 1 a.m. I said,
go back to the club. Turn around.
Damn.
Turn around. Let's go.
Shit, man.
Rejuvenate.
Yeah, bro. But that was a time.
Need to activate.
A time was had, though.
Yeah, man. I'm sorry I missed that shit, man. But, man, you did it.
It was on Prime, they said. Huh?
Yeah. Vicariously through you, man.
Yeah, it's on. Like, I recorded one video, and that was after the nigga did the speech and shit. And everybody, that's just because I want to be in the moment,
you
though.
Don't need to record. Everybody else is going to be recording anyway.
Amazon's recorded. But like, it's on Amazon.
Being in the moment, though.
I just want to be in the moment, though.
Get your one little selfie, your one little, I was here, you know, 10 little seconds, 30 little seconds, whatever. After that, enjoy the show. Why are you paying for the ticket, bro?
And like, to speak on the Teen Summit point, they had the you know, the backgrounds, like the old school dances, Louisiana Fest, the lines was like long as hell to take pictures in front of the fucking old school backgrounds. It was all throughout Smooth King Arena.
Like, fucking 98.
Man, it was like that.
Crazy.
Only thing that wasn't like that was the prices. it was popping, son. It was popping, though. It was just a good New Orleans moment to be to be in the building for.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, man.
So everybody, Turk, BG, Wayne,
Juvie,
was Sugar Slim on stage?
You know he don't get on stage.
I know Baby was up there, though.
Yep, Baby did outfit change.
He did?
Yeah, I saw that motherfucker. Yeah.
Baby did,
He got an all black or some shit. And
They came up, man, I was about to sit down, because Wayne did his first set. You know, he did album Wayne and features Wayne. So the lights went off. So I was like, man, I need to sit down, rest my feet a little bit. All you hear, doom, 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 everybody get your motherfucking rope. They gotta get up on your feet. Get on your feet,
that
though.
That was the shit.
They know
man.
We old. They should have given us a little 5-minute interlude.
Fuck these. What? Oh, man.
When I tell you the entire stadium in unison, like,
yeah, that bitch had
I've been at a Wayne show before, though. It was different. It was different.
Like, everybody, was different. The whole uptown now, everybody there, though.
Man, every part of the city.
Every part is the East represented, you know, we in
man,
there.
Big
Wall.
East, saw, big Night Wall, big uptown.
I saw Dizzy post a video. He was in that bitch.
I'm sure he was backstage.
I saw, what's his name? Pete Tom post a video. I saw saw a bunch of people post videos, like just local, you know,
Chief,
artists.
That, Chief had sent me a video, you know, De Niro from the Goons.
I think so, yeah.
I went to high school with De Niro. He had BG doing push-ups behind backstage before the show started. it was like really New Orleans shit, though.
I'm glad they ain't bring like even Boosie in, though. Just keep it New Orleans. We don't need nobody else. We can put on our
floor. Flo J came out.
Who?
Flo J from LSU.
Oh, yeah. So,
she came and performed her one song.
She was amped.
It was one song. Yeah, right. And well, you know, Wayne fuck with, you know how it is.
Sports.
Yeah.
Sports.
You know, he always got his little sports in there.
Yeah. Sports. True indeed.
Like she was amped, though, man.
I like her little song, though. I heard it before. I saw the video.
Came out of Beast. And, like, for her age, you know, like, on that big of a stage.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She really performed. Yeah. Like, Rob 4-9, he was the opener. I'm not too familiar with Rob 4-9's music, so I can't really, you know, judge his performance like that. Yeah. But he had the crowd and people, you know, that know the song, like know his songs. They was into it, so he did a nice 30 minutes. You know what I mean? But the rest of that show, got my money's worth.
Fucking right, man.
Yo. Let's give him a nice little round of applause.
Yeah, man. That was nice. Yeah, all right. Little Louisiana Fest weekend,
bro.
You know. And I mean, I was in Metro, but they also had the other party. Yeah. I saw a video of what was going on, thereof, in Empire.
That was BG and
Empire.
And,
BG
Baby.
And Baby. Yeah. Yeah.
What was the lack?
People.
Oh.
Oh, damn, son. But I don't know. It could have filled up later because, like I said, I saw the video at like 12:40.
Right, which was really like 11:40.
Right. Right. So, you know, and it looked like in Empire, they were setting up to do almost a performance. So it might have been that.
Might have been some stuff like
that. Yeah. Yeah.
Man.
This is funny shit. I follow this nigga Turk on Instagram, though. Like, Turk. he got his membership to Anytime Fitness like 2 months ago to get ready for Louisiana Fest.
Yeah.
That nigga might have did about 3 verses.
Damn, son. Gotta get your cardio in, man. Hit that bike up.
For 3 verses, though. Yeah,
from decades ago.
For decades. They ain't even let him perform Is It Me, My Nigga? He performed his song off Guerrilla Warfare, his solo song off that. And they all performing their solo song. Mm-hmm. Like Juvie probably got like the most love, like outside of Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
When Juvie came on,
Juvie,
that motherfucker a beast, man.
Yeah,
Juvie is still the ultimate professional and legend. And let that be known, though.
Manny up there with him too. It's crazy.
Oh, Manny came out with the braids.
Oh yeah,
What? I saw that, man. Fucking Manny.
Yeah,
respect man, to all of them, man.
Oh yeah, that was a great show.
I'm glad they finally got back together. That's what it was really about, in my opinion, because them boys ain't performed together since when? When was the last
they
time
were teenagers?
Exactly.
Now they're like grandfathers.
I think we needed that. We needed a win. Unity, we got one. Unity. We got one.
Yeah, that was the win that the Saints.
Didn't
provide
perfect transition.
You know what I mean?
Fucking Saints, man.
To the seven losses in a row.
They ain't had
We lost today. Bro, we were winning when I went to sleep. I took a nap today, FYI.
They showed a stat that we had 150 more yards than them. We won a turnover battle, and I think time of possession in the past 236 games. Every team that has done it has won, except for us.
Breaking records. That's how sad we are.
Breaking records, though. Breaking records.
And like I did see some of the game, like you know, when I was awake, Bryce Young was having a hell of a game.
Bryce Young looked good.
Yeah, he was doing good.
Bryce Young looked good
for the other team. But what is our problem?
Our coach. Nobody believes in him. It was 4th and 4, and we did a fade
long ass pass, man. I'm like,
fourth and
what
four,
the fuck are you doing?
With the game on the line, we did a fade route along the sideline with a wide receiver that was probably our 5th or 6th string. I don't even know the dude name. what the quarterback with his first day back looked like. He's scared as fuck out there. I saw Joe Horn tweets. Joe Horn was saying how scared he looked and all this other shit. Mm-hmm. I mean, not Joe Horn, Michael Thomas. Michael Thomas was tweeting that shit this nigga scared and da 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 da. Like, you know what? He kind of got a point. He said, hey, Olave got hurt on he said on a bad ball, and he just threw him out to the hang, basically. So it's like, you know what? Michael Thomas might be
that right. was the worst fucking pass for the end of the game, man. I was like, why wouldn't you throw it somewhere else?
Alvin Kamara was going off all game. Some more yards. At least put it in Kamara's hands.
Yeah. He's having a hell of a season.
Yeah. Throw it, even if it's a, I wouldn't have been mad if it was a flat, like, pass, like, out of the backfield.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Just something to put in, maybe not a run up the middle for 4 yards, but.
He's almost over 1,000 yards through 9 games.
Yeah, he been.
Like, I saw a stat today. In the first 8 seasons of any running back, he's got the most receiving catches.
And they were saying something like he only has 10 games with 100 yards of rushing.
Yeah,
or more. That's crazy. But he accumulated that many stats. Yeah, he's the quintessential, like, Marshall Faulk-esque running back.
The person below him on that list for receiving passes was Marshall Faulk. He just passed him up today, I think it was.
There you have it. Another New Orleans native.
Yeah, you know, New Orleans, you can't have good news without bad news. We gotta have a good and a bad.
Right, right. We gotta have, you know, we gotta keep a mixture of it, because the city is what it is.
It is a hodgepodge of good and bad feelings.
Definitely a hodgepodge.
Yeah.
Sports.
Speaking of which, how y'all Halloween was? What y'all did?
Oh, before we started, just in all sports, I did go to the game on Friday, to the Pelicans game.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I did a lot, though.
Social butterfly. Yeah, he's been doing a lot. No.
That's one way to get that new microphone. Yeah.
I was out. That's why I needed the nap, though.
Yeah.
I needed
the nap. Yeah, you got a nap, though. Your body will let you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, it just shut down.
Yeah,
but went to the game. It was actually a good game. The Pelicans were on the 3-game losing streak, and then we were playing the Pacers,
a playoff team in the East, but still a playoff team.
They were 2-3. Both teams were 2-3 going into the game. It was a close game, nip and tuck. The young boy at center,
miss it?
No, he's great.
He done posterized somebody.
I don't get our
starting lineup. Why he
not even our starting line, just like our transitions and our rotations of players. Yeah, like, I just don't get it.
I don't get it.
But we do. We are missing DeJounte and Trey Murphy, so that does throw off a lot. We won a game, but Zion had 30, B.I. had 21. It was a pretty good game. And Zion was playing a lot of point.
Oh, he was?
He was handling the ball a lot. I thought that was pretty good, too, for Willie Green to do. To have whoever's guarding Zion having to come out to check him. You know, Zion hit a big three in that game, too.
He did? I didn't see that game.
Was that the game he had 34?
Like 31, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, he had 30 plus. I don't remember the exact, but it was 30. Yeah. I remember it was 30 plus, and he had close to nine or ten assists, something like that. And B.I. had over 20.
They playing right now, but we'll check that out after the pod. But since we're talking about the Pacers,
I thought we were talking about talking about the Halloween shit.
We're gonna get to that.
Yeah, we're working back. You know, going backwards.
Yeah.
Just while we're in sports.
But I wanted to show y'all this since we're talking about the Pacers.
Oh, yeah.
My boy tested his freedom out here. You saw this yet, Drew?
No, I did. I heard about it. I didn't see it.
Risky behavior.
So, this is Tyrese Halliburton sending a video shout out to 50 Cent for his Las Vegas residency. He just got back from the club. It's him with his shirt off with three white girls behind him. We don't know the age or nothing. It's just, I was talking with Dre the other day about how Tyrese Halliburton just seems like a wholesome guy, good dude. Nobody seems like a guy nobody would ever have a problem with. And I think he's testing his his wholesomeness here.
He's pushing the limits.
He's pushing the limits, though.
That's some risky, risky, risky.
But
man.
even with this video, you know what I look at this video as?
What?
Consent.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
so
yeah,
even right. with him pushing the limits.
Actually, I thought you was going to say that. Point. It's like, we have evidence that you were having a great time.
This motherfucking Dre be having the takes, man. Yeah.
He like, they don't seem too like intoxicated.
No, nobody seems intoxicated.
They all happy
and at the same point, it's a hodgepodge of mid.
Yeah, it is.
They're not super gorgeous. You know what I mean?
They're not Tavs.
They're Indiana people.
Yeah, Indiana.
Oh, shit. He was out with the people.
Yeah, he's a man of the people. He's a man of the people.
So even with him pushing it, it's a great,
they probably played Scrabble after. Yeah, so
that's what
knew,
it looked
though.
Like. They're about to play
Tavs. Hey, Shorty had on her pajamas.
Yeah,
you know. You know.
Yo, wow.
But yeah, Halloween. I think I had a crazy Halloween.
Yeah, you could tell. You can go more in depth about Halloween. Like I went off to Hideaway for Halloween night. You know, it was cool. Like we was on Claiborne, went to Hideaway, then to Kermit's. It was cool. Halloween seemed like it was like 2 weeks this year. Like,
yeah,
it was started from one Friday where the Halloween parties were. That was Taylor Swift weekend,
yeah,
and then all the way through it the all actual ran holiday,
into the same shit.
Yeah, but yeah, get into your story.
I can't really talk too much about the stories. But yeah, you have one. Yeah, we have some stories.
Podcast after Halloween.
Yeah, I was having a good time. I stopped by Bill's and gave him some advice. You know,
he seemed excited for Halloween.
Yeah,
I just want to say that.
Very fun, though. Very fun. So, yeah. But let's move on to the next
one. No. Y'all was talking about the Halloween and, or maybe that's later, about the, not exposure, but revealingness of women and shit.
Women using it as an excuse to dress or undress. To be had to ask and shit like that.
That's all it's become, really. I mean, we're older in age now. That's all it could be, really, for us. We're not out here looking for candy. Nobody wants to go to, a scary, like, what they call it? Like, the haunted house?
Haunted house.
Like,
nobody does that anymore.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Come on, man. We're not in high school, so.
I took a ride down by Frenchman around 12-something, man, and I'm like, I just felt like an old nigga, man. I'm just like, I'm like, how the fuck they got all this energy, man? Motherfuckers.
Right. Out here walking and shit.
Yeah. First of all, they got out there, parked.
Walked.
Got a drink.
Wait, no. They put on a costume.
No, they put on a costume. They getting out of Ubers and shit. Yeah. You know, I'm rolling around 12, some I'm like, yo, how the fuck they got all this energy?
Yeah.
Dog, I remembered.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I don't have it no more, man. Yeah. I took my washed ass home.
Yeah.
Man, fuck that shit.
That sounds like my Halloween night.
Good mood, though.
Like, I got to Treme Hideaway, you know, looked around. I started to realize how tired I was as soon as I got there. Halloween was on a Thursday. Like, it was after work.
Man.
I had to go to work the next day.
Yep, had to go to work next day, which I was late a little bit for the next day, but we made it work.
Yeah.
So.
As far as the, That conversation, everyone uses the holiday to, or if you want to call it a holiday, that day to dress in or get into a persona that's not their own. So if a woman wants to be sexy that day,
have the cheeks out,
you know, that's the safest time to do it.
It's acceptable.
Have fun, you know, have fun.
And then you could cover your face up. Nobody even got to
worry.
Right.
But what if that's you out with your girl and she have her ass out and shit, man? How you coordinate that? I mean,
that's all about. That's when y'all have to be grown as a couple and you have to know yourself.
Right, like y'all have to have boundaries.
Yeah, you can't. And don't lie to your girl and be like, oh, it's all good. You can dress like that and then be insecure when she has her ass out. So
right, yeah.
you have to have, you know, communication within the relationship.
Yeah. Like, don't be jumping on a motherfucker and giving him an air hug or swing, being swung around or some shit. Like
lift up this swing.
Yeah.
Bitch, keep your feet.
Keep your feet on the ground. Just be respectful, man. Yeah. I mean, I like motherfuckers looking at my girl or whatever, but yeah, just be respectful, man. I know she look good. That's it. Mm. Let's keep rolling.
Yeah, that's it. And yeah, that was a nice little button on that conversation. It's just, we've grown at this point, so it's like, I mean, you know, like I'm not into the gender wars conversations that be online. You know, women gotta be. I'm not really into that. So you know, just have fun. That's all. That's what Halloween is for. Have fun. Dress up, nigga. Dress up as somebody else.
Enjoy. Yeah. Don't be tripping. You know what I'm saying?
Or if y'all tripping, be safe with it.
Yeah. Let's run into the boot up or shut up then.
Yes, sir. Boot up or shut up.
So, actually, Bill sent this to the group. I didn't get a chance to even listen to it, so we're gonna listen to it. Now it's the whole you, this one, yeah.
Benny and Wiz, I'm kind of excited to hear this.
Like a Joe, fucking nigga near, ninja near,
yeah.
That motherfucker using a whole fucking what that is?
Apple Music.
Y'all just survivors, not the same. The gang winning. And how we gonna be friends if we don't share the same feelings? One time for the paper, but the haters came with it. Rolling skinnies out the pee, I'm smoking till I can't feel it.
My bitch hella bad, we don't date the same women. I'm in a penthouse, we ain't in the same building. Feel like a millionaire on my way to a billion. Don't even hit my phone, I'm in the hot tub chilling.
It's not a coincidence, I ended up in this kind of predicament. My grinder was infinite, the timing magnificent. I go back to the hood with this shit on, shining ridiculous. You don't make this kind of dough wasting time around idiots. Tuck y'all niggas in, gotta treat y'all like house guests. These industry niggas ain't figuring me out yet. I like her, but she won't make it to no person back. Cause first I smash, then I'm cutting holes off on the first red flag. You stuff the cones back to back, cause they don't burn long. I hit it twice to pass it back when it burns strong. I knew I deserved more weight back when I served raw. On Elmwood and North, I locked down the first to the third floor. We in Vegas, she running my water for me. We close enough, she can look at the menu and order for me. How y'all niggas broke when it ain't no short on money? Ain't no real niggas left, but it ain't no short on dummies. Y'all just survivors, not the same, the gang winning. And how we gonna be friends if we don't share the same feelings? One time for the paper, but the haters came with it. Rolling skinnies out the pee, I'm smoking till I can't feel it.
My bitch hella bad, we don't date the same women. I'm in a penthouse, we ain't in the same building. Feel like a millionaire on my way to a billion. Don't even hit my phone, I'm in the hot tub chilling. Shit, I'm on top of my game. Fuck all the fortune and fame. My reputation of stains, they barely speak on my gang. Keep the baddest bitch around and the bombers and strains. I can get it anytime I want, so why don't complain? Passing out Casamigos shots when I'm on the plane. Starting to see them billionaires and think we kinda the same. I got love for young niggas cause they honor my name. Got niggas who ride for me cause I bought them a chain. Life's been kinda great, the way that I see it. Set my goals long term and each day I complete it. Never see me down bad, never say I'm defeated. Give these young niggas game, never keep it a secret. I can make you believe it. Rolling up Khalifa Kush, stay getting weeded. With my nigga Benny, he don't pay for the feature. You ain't in the game, nigga, stay in the bleachers.
Y'all just survivors, not the same, the game winning. And how we gonna be friends if we don't share the same feelings? One time for the paper, but the haters came with it. Rolling skinnies out the pee, I'm smoking till I can't feel it.
My bitch hella bad, we don't date the same women. I'm in a penthouse, we ain't in the same building. Feel like a millionaire on my way to a billion. Don't even hit my phone, I'm in the hot tub chilling.
Word. Man, boot that bitch up, man. Oh, yeah. Conduct the fire it. Like a motherfucker, man.
That's one of those vibe songs you gotta ride to in the morning and the evening.
And when
the
sun out.
Yeah. And they got some knowledge in there, though.
That was an actual collaboration because they actually went in. Because with the hook, with Benny doing the first part, Wiz doing the second part, and them switching up, the arrangement of the song was on point. Which had me questioning why people don't call Wiz for more hooks.
Yeah, yeah.
Wiz, that was amazing. That was an amazing hook and verse, but that was an amazing hook.
Yeah, I wouldn't expect that Wiz on there, man, but yeah, he came with that singing shit, that melody, and then Benny go hard, and
Benny's a lot better with Wiz than Wayne on the track.
Yeah, but yeah, that, I mean, yeah, and Wiz a lot of songs with Benny and Wayne for us to for us to look at and compare. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, that was an off Conductor album, though, right?
Yeah.
So as a producer, listening to his beat, he was just like, I mean, I can hear Benny and Wiz on here. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, that's the type of producer albums that I really like when they actually have a great ear and put two people together who make a great product with the producer. That was a great song. Yeah,
respect.
Boot up for sure.
Boot it up, yeah. It's booted up. Sure. You hear me? But yeah, man, the election about to pop off.
Oh, fucking man. Go vote. Still vote season. Just like Halloween, it's felt like it's been 2 weeks.
Yeah.
It's been feeling like it's voting season for like ever.
Yeah, it's finally coming to an end.
Yeah, I mean, culmination. We're going to be watching CNN or whatever, Fox News. For others.
for the
vote count on Tuesday. But it's that time. It's time.
But I think, well, since we're talking about the election, I think we should talk about the Electoral College.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And how, you know, sometimes if you live in a red state, your vote may not count for the presidents, which I think we should change some type of word.
Yeah.
I think if a state has 10 electoral college votes and 30% of their population votes for the other president, then 3 of those electoral college votes should probably go to that president. They should do it by percentages and just not one whole way. Or just do it by popular vote. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
because if your vote don't count, like, what kind of message is that?
Right.
Yeah, because it's like saying the popular vote doesn't, it almost just doesn't matter.
Or if you live in a state where, you know, your state has never gone to the other state, other way. Yeah. Louisiana.
Vote,
like Louisiana. Your vote don't count. Like,
when we were having that conversation, you were closer to being right. You said we had 7 electoral colleges. It's 8.
I thought
we had like 2. We have 8. You're closer to being right.
Mm-hmm.
And which is right.
Dre is fucking.
I looked it up because we had a conversation. Yeah.
See, I was close off dog. Yeah, but he had to follow
him. I'm gonna look it up though.
Surprising me, man.
You know, because we had that conversation. I was like, man, I had to find. Cause like I didn't know, you know, we didn't know about electoral colleges and fucking college. I mean, in high school,
I don't remember none of that shit.
They teach us some of that stuff in civics, but like I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Civics. I was like, what, like 9th grade?
Yeah.
So I was like, let me look up electoral colleges. I didn't know that it changes too.
Yeah.
They do change and they add and subtract.
Population. Yeah.
Man, I'm ignorant on this politics shit, man. I don't know, man. Wednesday morning, look at your coworkers' faces. So you could, see if they're happy or not.
Yeah, then you'll know.
Yeah, like all that motherfucker there.
I'm not really into the drawn out political debates anymore. It's just whatever you believe, that's what you believe.
Yeah.
You know, it's just let's just keep it, you know,
keep it democratic.
Respectable.
I mean, not democratic, but like keep it like American and like let's not dial people for who they vote for. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, people are people. They got good people on both sides. Let's not fall into the trap of thinking everybody on every other side is bad.
That's what Trump said. They got good people on both sides.
That goes into people's voting. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, hey, vote for who you think is best that represents your value.
You're right. Who's the closest? Yeah. Who's the closest to represent your value? And speaking of voting, like, I don't always catch up with the local voting. And that's where the important shit is.
You're right.
I think we got
the
most important one, I think, is on the ballot for Louisiana is raising the minimum wage.
Mm-hmm.
So on that,
that's
when
important.
Y'all see that,
mm-hmm.
vote yes, raise the minimum wage.
Please.
Fucking right.
Yes.
Yeah, it's been the same since like the 70s, I think.
Yes.
That's
like
a damn shame.
So they stopped breaking in niggas' cars
We tired, bro. Yeah. That's how it be. But Young Thug got out of
Oh, man.
Thugger.
So the culmination of that circus is Young Thug accepting a 15-year, allegedly a 15-year plea agreement. He can't. Well, he can't go to Atlanta for 10 years.
Wait, the metro in Atlanta.
Yeah, they said unless it's for like family events.
That's so wild,
though. I saw the clip where he was, you know, actually going through the plea agreement. So he did actually request to work with Gunna again.
Okay.
So somebody had posted that meme. They said this is Gunna telling the Young Thug. Who all called him a snitch? It was LeBron when he grabbed the referee and pointed the person out in the crowd. Yeah. They're like, this him, this them. Damn, get him out of here. It's been a lot of funny memes. I'm glad Young Thug. I'm a very big Young Thug fan.
I don't know.
It was a Rico charge.
It was a Rico charge.
Yeah, it was a gang charge. Yeah.
I'm just glad he out, man. But this probation shit. Banned from Metro Atlanta for 10 years except for family weddings, funerals, graduations, or serious illnesses. Mm. Must give 4 annual anti-gun/gun presentations, concerts in Metro Atlanta. But he's allowed to travel for work. You got to get your money.
Yep.
That's what if important. He got work in Atlanta then?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Well, that's the way you're going to have to get special
sign-off.
Conditions.
You can be there from 7 p.m. to 11:39 p.m.
Yep, yep.
You have to be back at the airport.
Yeah, no content with gang members or co-defendants, except his brother and Gunna.
Mm-hmm.
Forbidden from promoting gang-related content in any form. Yeah, but I see him on X already talking about the rats.
Oh yeah, you
know, already. So I can't wait to hear new music, man, and see how he twists the shit and do his thing.
They gonna be shooting, bud. They gonna be shooting.
Next.
I respect women when I'm on a date.
I just want to hear the music. Yeah.
The captions say Young Thug for the next 15 years.
Super positive. Pushing positivity.
Truly humble under God.
Yeah,
for real,
man.
That's what Thug said, but.
Damn, son.
Right in the dirt pause.
Dog, shout out to Thug Lawyer. How you got him off? That's the real question.
That shit was a fucking circus, though.
His equity about to go up, up, up. Motherfuckers gonna fuck with him. I ain't gonna lie, little Dirk Lawyer, I was looking at, man, she fine as a motherfucker.
Yeah, the one that got him off that murder shit.
Yeah.
Before.
Like,
yeah.
Damn, son.
Mm. They finally got a plea in, that's how. They probably couldn't stick him, I don't know. I don't have time to go through all that shit, but
so it was so much. They didn't change the judge, like
shout out lawyers,
attorneys changed. Like it was a circus. Yeah, it was crazy. Lil Woody, he came out of this.
Lil Woody, oh yeah, I forgot. Lil Woody.
I don't recollect. See, I lied 1,000 times a second to the police. Doesn't it, man.
That's y'all boy, man. Actually, Woody's funny, though.
His stock is up on some funny shit.
This nigga's making a killing on him, 20-v-1.
Yeah.
Every
yeah.
city.
Yeah, so.
Fuck, you pay him, he gonna be there.
He a real nigga out here. That's what I hear.
Mm, yeah, he is, and he don't like to talk about it.
Yeah.
He don't talk about his past.
There you go. That's the way he's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm. He did his time already. Like, fuck, you know, the bag is in the mystique, honestly. Like, his personality is what's getting him the money.
Yeah, yeah. You
know, not even talking about the bullshit. Like, he separated himself from Charleston White. Like, Charleston White was kind of trying to, seemed like he was trying to lead him. But Woody was just like, nah, you keep bringing up my past. Like, you keep talking about that shit when I'm not trying to push that shit at all. Like, I'm just trying to push my personality and shit like that. So, yeah, he's smarter than what people give him credit for.
Yeah. And they kept showing that. I never saw that Charleston White video when he got arrested either. That was kind of crazy. But y'all want to get into the reaction vids? Y'all got something else y'all want to do for the?
Let's do some reaction vids.
Yeah. All right.
All right. All right, so they put microphones on tennis players for this one game.
This is gonna be so good.
Just running from the top. They get the hit himself. You should not even be making them noises when they strike the ball. She didn't do nothing. So the dude started mocking him. They was playing doubles, so the dude was mocking
him. Yeah, I think that's tight, man. It'd be so fucking quiet in tennis, man. Put the mics on.
Put the mics
on. And then those sports like tennis and golf, they're such like rich kid sports. It's like it's nice to see personality.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Not to mention when they get mad at the refs, we get to hear what they say.
You're right.
That would be kind of cool.
It was on the fucking line.
Right. You get to hear it loud, too.
My dad, I have your ass.
Cam video.
The judge says, do what you want, Aaron. Don't come to training camp. Don't come to practice. Don't show up. Come 3 hours before the first game and get to know your teammates. Do whatever you want to do. Oh, you don't want to give this a hug? Stiff arm him? You don't like him? We don't like him. You want Davante Adams? Go. Sure. Go get Davante Adams. And none of it's worked. Yeah, I've been in the dark before. I know what to do. You got to go make peace with it and all that. The Patriots beat you. You got the same record.
Killer, what does making peace with the dark mean? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
He goes on a retreat every year where he makes peace in dark. There's Ahuatl, Ahuatl, Hawa. I just think we need retreat.
You know what we call it? Crack. I don't think he's playing like he's on coke Neva, because he'd be hyper if he was playing like he was on coke.
Cam, you notice, Cam? Mm-hmm. I think you be the expert on that. I don't know.
Shout out Michael Irvin. Shout out Michael Irvin.
Aaron Rodgers be on that ayahuasca, huh?
Yeah.
They actually have, I don't know if this is, I saw a little video that was promoting, they said it's supposed to be an Aaron Rodgers documentary on Netflix that was kind of following him after the Achilles injury.
Yeah.
And I was just watching it, and it was just like, he just seems like such a pretentious asshole. Like, he seems like he wants to be like, that outside thinker that that like Kyrie is, you know,
acting like they're reading books or some shit. No, that's LeBron.
Fake deep.
Fake deep. Now he had a good game. I don't know if they won though, but I saw him
today.
You know, passing to Davante Adams and shit. That little original connection. So
in that video, he was talking about like. It's like, you know, everything is just based on percentages. Like, he was talking about the route combinations. Like, but this, you know, I have this this route that's a 40% chance of completion. But back in the day, I had James Jones. That would be 50%. I was just like, man, this is boring as shit.
Yeah. Just boring, win, man. Though. Win, do your fucking job. Love your teammates. Have some camaraderie.
I don't think anybody really likes Aaron Rodgers outside of that. What's that podcast? That has him on
Pat McAfee.
Pat McAfee. Where
he put up his fucking turf. No, it's COVID toe.
Yeah. Fucking
asshole.
All right, well, yeah. Fuck Aaron Rodgers. On to the next vid. So this next vid, it's a guy filming a girl that he took out on a date eating. Okay? Now, this ain't no culture war shit. This could go either way. But look, tell me how y'all feel about this. And if y'all have the same take I have.
Damn. She's scraping the fuck out that plate. Damn.
All right. So let me just start by saying, one, I would love for anybody to take on a date to enjoy the food, because that is 10 times better for you to enjoy the food than for it to just sit there and me to waste my money.
Right.
Yes.
Two, why the fuck are you filming it and try to shame her on a date?
Right.
Like a little punk.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And three, she looks good and put together. So, like, what's your problem? You pay for her to enjoy herself. She enjoying the food.
And she ain't trying to be cute and trying to bring
I would rather I'd rather have a date with her than, like, half of these prissy girls. That, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
And then, you know, and listen to her scrape the plate. It didn't sound like it was a fancy restaurant.
Right.
So
right,
I think
right,
she was
right
at home doing what she was doing. Man. So, like, leave her alone. Like, right. You know what I'm saying?
I think it's straight, man.
Looked like it was some enchiladas or something. Like, look, leave that girl alone.
She was hungry and she ate them.
Yeah.
we went out to eat and she ate. So, what's the problem, though?
This motherfucker done filmed her.
That's why I say I'm not really into the gender wars things, because it goes off to the left a lot. You know, it's like, what are we even talking about now? What are we debating now?
Right. She ate and she scraped her plate. Fuck.
Dame Dash was recently a guest on Ray Daniels' podcast, and he made a daring allegation regarding Jay-Z's quote-unquote strategy.
Jay had a strategy of, once somebody's record was hot, jumping on it and then taking it, would be like it was his record.
The former Rockefeller Records boss alleges that Jay-Z stole two of his most popular hits from other artists. Before Dame Dash continued, Ray Daniels interjected and suggested that's what Jay-Z did to Joe Budden on Headliners and Legends, though it was a mixtape.
It would be like it was his record.
Like he did Joe Budden. Give me the beat.
Give me that beat, fool. It's a full-time Jack move.
Dame Dash continued.
Jack that shit.
Which was released in 1998, was originally a Ja Rule song.
Like Ja Rule's record, Can I Get a?
Can I Get a what? Really chickens from all of my.
That was Ja Rule's record.
So how you could get mad at Drake, right?
Yeah, that's what I said. Like, Drake, he just took the whole route. Like, he literally took the whole route. Like, in every, almost, if you just look at their careers, they really marry each other. Well,
he just did it better.
I don't even think he. I mean, well, it's up for debate. So if you're a Jay-Z fan or a Drake fan, I mean, you know, it's up for debate.
Drake,
whoever these say, like,
Drake was on top. Like you said, Jay was never on top. Drake was on top for a while. Okay, so there's that. So
and the
I would
prove it. Yep.
And that's proven. So I would say Drake did it better. That would be my.
Oh, you're saying Drake did it better. Okay.
From, you know, from results, basically.
And he didn't need to the extra attention of retiring
right.
for the Black Album. Because that's the point. All right, when he dropped the Black Album, Jay-Z was retiring. Mm. He was 37. At this point, Drake is 37, and everybody's looking for his 444 album, for his grown up album, when the timeline doesn't match. Like, Jay-Z was putting out albums every year for like 8 years, and then the Black Album. Like, Drake was putting out music every year for about 15 years, and it's still going. He's still going now in his little sabbatical, and he's dropping some nice ass songs. So it's, their careers have more kind of mirrored each other.
Yep. But yeah, what other two songs you think he was talking about?
He was talking about the
Ja Rule song.
Ja Rule song and the Budden Joe song. Budden song. But there's a couple other songs like that I can't think of right off the top of my head, but I'll send them to you. Right. But Jay-Z definitely took we did the All I Need shit. I Need, and there's another one that they just straight up, let's say he just took that one.
He just got his finger on the pulse, man. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You got your like Drake, the streets, Drake, you know, it's hot. Fuck.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and like Drake, I was just gonna say Drake jumped on the Future album where he had that song with Timbs. They were like, and they were saying Timbs wouldn't get on the record or couldn't get on the record without Drake being there.
Yeah.
You know.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Words to live by.
Never date a woman who don't respect your wife.
Fucking Freudian slip.
Right.
Fucking Freudian. Told on himself.
Yeah, never date a woman don't respect your wife.
That's real too.
That's great words to live by. Yeah, the Freudian slips will get you every time, bro.
Every single time.
Don't step on the mic. You got something to hide. Who the fuck is this? Oh, that's French Montana,
though.
Oh, God. Let's see what French talk about.
French Montana's chilling with the Princess of Dubai. He done leveled up from the Diddy parties. But these people are kind of weird too. Look how their lamps look, bro. They got humans dressed as lamps.
Your friend is dating royalty?
French Montana's networking skills are unparalleled. From the days of his cocaine city, like the way that he has made a career out of this, a 30 plus year career now. Like, I got to give my hats off to French. Like,
Fucking right. Expand, network, man.
I don't even think he really sold that many records. It's just that he was next to people, but he always knew how to make a song.
Yeah.
He knew how to make a good song. You know, networking.
You got to network.
Marketing.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
That was first on his list, Joe.
What is? Yeah. See? See the difference? Now he's sitting down with a fucking princess, though.
The princess of Dubai.
Damn. Like one of the richest countries there is. Cool. Crazy. French. What is French? What's his nationality?
Moroccan.
Weird. I never met a Moroccan, I don't think. All right, Young Jeezy talks about what? Young Jeezy talks about how Kanye West made the hit song Can't Tell Me Nothing.
That was a motherfucking hit. That shit was fine.
You can't tell me nothing. It's just crazy how these songs just make their rounds before they actually make it to the public, though.
Then it turned into a fucking anthem.
An anthem.
Was he on a remix? Did he ever do a remix?
No. It's done.
Oh, no. Put On For My City. He was on that, I think.
He gave it up. He didn't want it.
Even if there is a remix that Can't Tell Me Nothing, like, I don't remember it.
Right, but, yeah.
And
right.
That was just, you know, remixes are just for kind of in the
time. Ad libs went hard, though.
Yep.
That shit was fire. That was a run.
All right. Guess this song and producer. Well, I guess you can see it, don't you? Dun, 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 dun. Scott Storch is a fucking monster, son.
Yeah. He just a piano man. That motherfucker, a cold-ass piano man.
Mm-hmm.
What was that song?
That's Busta, huh?
Yeah, Busta. Break your neck.
The piano work from Scott Storch has been crazy. Yeah. He started off in the roots, real musical background.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, we all know Scott had his issues, but like, he is a real fucking studio fucking producing ass nigga, musical nigga.
Like,
baby, you know that you got me.
And we watched this one, huh?
What's this one?
Tyrese testing his freedom.
We saw that one. All right.
Man, that one still got me stumped, man. Last word. Still, I'm still thinking about that. All right.
So yeah, I guess we can start with this one then. This question I was having, I was like, so if you had a choice between, you know, marry a woman with one or two kids who takes care of the house, values family, loves you, and is appreciative when you come home, looks an 8 out of 10, or a woman with no kids, works 50 hours a week, makes 100K, drives a Range Rover, she fucked like it's crazy. She could be hot or cold, though. You know, sometimes it's hard to keep her happy hot sometimes, cold, you know?
Yeah.
And she got to keep up with a social life, but she's like a 9.5 out of 10. Which one you picking?
I was looking at this man and I'm like, why am I having a hard time with this? I'm like,
it's tough.
But does the first woman, does she work? Are you the breadwinner? And she don't work. So
you're the primary breadwinner. That doesn't mean she doesn't work.
Does she take care of her kids herself?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Because
if she takes care of her kids herself, that's a big expense. That's a huge expense. You know. Well, I'm telling the father this.
Yeah.
You know. Fuck. But yeah, I mean, I probably go just out of, with this. I'll probably go with number two just because. Just in this,
the kids, yeah,
and it's not the kids. It's she's more of the homebody,
yeah.
Like I don't know, looks are 8 out of 10. I mean that's cool. Like I'm not really on the looks part.
Yeah.
Number two look like she'll dispose of your fucking ass. That's the number two. Just seem like you disposable, man. She gonna get tired of your fucking toxic. Yeah. I like the toxic shit, but you never fucking know, man. Yeah. Quarterly, your ass might be in a fucking doghouse.
That's true.
Yeah.
So that's a great question.
That's a great question.
Then keeping up with her social life every week.
She's 9.5 out of 10, so she's a baddie.
She's a baddie. You got a lot of competition.
You seem like you're seasonal. You ain't.
With that type of person, you cannot be back to this insecure shit. You can't be insecure and you can't worry about other niggas because there's always other niggas.
Yeah.
You just got to worry about socials.
Yeah. All that shit.
You just can't. You can't put in that energy towards other people. You just got to put that energy towards that person.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, can't be hot and cold. That's me too.
Yeah.
Man, I'm going with number one, man. I'm over homebody. Just take care of the house. Cool out.
You know, I'll take them both. So anyway, Bells. What was this last little thing you had?
I was sitting in Joe Brown Park, man. One of them little days I was journaling and shit. And I'm just like looking at last year to this year. It's like I'm always reflecting on shit. And I'm just like, y'all ever look at specific days of all your progress and how resilient you are throughout the years? Maybe you had a real bad year and you're looking at your growth over time.
Yeah.
You know, I'm always reflecting on shit. So it's like, how do you feel? How resilient do you think you are over the years? Like, I'm like looking at last year to this year. I'm like, man, I was like, I was doing this last year. And I'm today on this day, I feel like there's some growth, man. And I
absolutely.
Just feel like I always feel like everybody should be growing, man. And then if you're not growing, is it a resilience issue? You know, maybe you need to tap into that dog you have, that lion inside you, you know what I'm saying, of trying to grow.
You got to get outside your comfort zone to do that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of times people have tendencies to stay inside their comfort zone and with their normal tendencies because it's normal. It's what we like to do. We're creatures of habit, but growth doesn't happen in those zones usually.
Yeah, and sometimes pain brings on growth, man. Whatever pain, whatever setbacks or whatever make you freaking move.
Yeah. So sometimes for that plant to grow, you got to put it in a bigger pot.
Mm. Yeah.
You got to get uncomfortable.
Yes, sir.
Anytime you transplant a plant, there's a momentary like shock period where it doesn't grow and it takes a while for it to set roots. So don't be scared by the initial shock period when you initially change. Also, that's to be expected. But
you just stick to it.
Yeah. Message.
Stick to it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but yeah, you know, every year I look at it, I went through a lot of shit, you know what I'm saying, in my life. But yeah, the resiliency comes from, I think, my family backing and, you know, my belief in God and my belief in family. So that's you got to have your roots right. Back to the plant analogy. You got to have your roots right and take care of your family, man. And that's where your strength comes from.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Yes, sir. Any other tidbits of knowledge y'all want to drop on the people before we get up out of here, man?
I think that was two really good points. I think... they both went in different directions, so I think we can. I'm not even trying to force nothing in there. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, you know.
Fucking right, swish.
Well, then with that, we're going to run the outro on them and let them know that was season one, episode two of Studio 54.
Rap Louisiana Fest weekend.
Man,
y'all go out there, vote November 5th if you haven't already, please.
Yes, sir.
Your vote does count some type of way.
some kind of way. That's what I'm trying to tell myself. It's like, what? Why the fuck even do it? But hey, let me go out there.
Fucking TV.
Go vote for the, like I said, if you don't vote for nothing else, vote for the minimum wage increase.
Yeah.
Man, TD was up there on stage giving Wayne the key. They were booing TD at first.
TD.
Until she started talking. Yeah, they booed her a little bit.
Damn.
That was crazy. Master P got way more love than TD. Well,
yeah. Wow.
The nigga said, yeah, that's Master. She's the mayor. She got voted in literally popularity contest.
Damn.
Not anymore. I don't think she's getting voted.
Oh, no. This is it.
It's done for her.
This is it.
Yeah, buddy.
And we out.
Let's go watch the Pels win. There we go. Let's go.
Right after the Saints lost today. Yeah. Nigga can't even go take a nap peacefully without these niggas.
Nah, son.
Jeez.
They just need to fire Dennis Allen, though. Get rid of the dude.
Nah. Get rid of John Gruden advising the team and
yeah,
all that
like
shit.
Yeah, we don't need none of that. And the fucking trade out quarterback.
Just get him out of here. Start Spencer Rattler. Like, yeah. Let him actually play and develop. Yeah.
See what we got. And we out.
We out. Don't let them get Zion's trainer.
No.